Gore readings and salutations. I still can't nail the Hatman's intro, but I'll give it my own flavor. Since he's not here, I am Pugs Dread. We're here with Mr. Todd, Predator Todd, I should say.
Good evening.
And Mr. Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
And collectively, our Flesh Wound Horror, and we're here to talk about a TV show that is streaming now on Netflix, brand new cherry flavor. And it's the synopsis is a filmmaker heads to Hollywood in the early 90s to make her movie, but tumbles down a hallucinatory rabbit hole of sex, magic, revenge, and kittens. Starring Rosa Salazar, Eric Lang, Catherine Kinnear, and the creators are Lenore Zion and Nick and Mr. Nick.
And the hello, everybody.
Yeah, hi, hey, Dr. Nick. The reason why we were going to cover this show is because a friend of the show, Ben Grimm, mentioned there's a weird sex scene in episode 4. So, of course, that intrigued us. So Kruger's like, we all got to get together and watch this fucking thing. And we did. And you can watch that now on Patreon. But right now, that will be specific. This one is going to cover the whole series. So that's what we're here to talk about today. So let's kick this off with brand new cherry flavor. It's a weird one. Let's do this. Mr. Kruger, opening thoughts.
Yeah, I really like this show actually a lot. I do like other stuff that the director of the show did with Channel Zero. And this is Channel Zero as fuck. So I think if you enjoy that show, you're going to enjoy this. I think it does peak at the episode we did the watch along on Patreon. I think that's probably the best episode out of the whole series. But it didn't end badly, and I actually really enjoyed everything about this series. I mean, the acting with Rosa Salazar, who played Lisa Nova, I think she's something really special, and her performance really stood out to me. Same with Eric Lang. I don't think I've seen him in much, but the character he played in the show, I mean, he was the perfect asshole producer motherfucker. And overall, I just had a really good time with the show. It's not, you know, necessarily my favorite show that came out in the year 2021, but it's up there for sure. And it's totally worth a watch, especially if you find yourself into like weird ass horror, because that's kind of what this is. It's super bizarre. There's not a lot like it out there, and I highly recommend it, especially if you're into witches and black magic type of shit. I think you'll have a really good time with this.
I'm glad to hear that, because I thought I was going to be alone. Like, the first four are great.
Yeah.
The last four I was cool with, but they didn't have the that first four were just out the gate, and they were great. But I'd watch a season two if we got it.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I did like where the ending went. The ultimate destination that, you know, Lisa Nova ends up in. I actually thought that was pretty fitting. I see a lot of criticism with that, though, online. They were hoping like a better ending for her character. But I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it. And yeah, season two, even though I'm not sure how it would work,
they advertising it as a limited series. So I don't think we're going to get a season two. Either.
Yeah. It wouldn't. Oh, God.
No, I was. They were adamant about like, oh, this is a limited series. I'm like, but you have a fucking hit here.
Yeah. I do hope, though, even if, you know, we don't get a season two, Netflix is like, hey, we like your shit, Channel Zero guy. Let's do some more with you. Because I think all this shit, all the stories in Channel Zero knock it out of the park. I haven't seen season four, but this would fit right in with that. So yeah. I definitely think if you enjoy those series, you got to check this series out for sure.
Yeah, Pugs, before you go, what do you think my biggest complaint about this was?
Not enough 90s.
There you go.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. I'll admit they do look a little like mid 2000s, not really early 90s, but it wasn't a deal breaker for me because I think this show is phenomenal. I thought the previous four episodes that we did were great, and I I do think it does. I think it did peak, but I don't think it, I would say plateaued, because it wasn't like bad or anything, but it went like, oh, here we are. This is what it is. And it's fucking great. Like, the look of the show is fucking insane. And then, like, it's so pretty, and then it gets really fucking dirty and gory and, like, disgusting with what happens to kittens. And that's not, like, it's not like a don't fuck with cats scenario. It's just, it's kind of gross. And you'll see when you watch it. Or when we get to the spoiler section.
Yeah, no animal abuse. No animal abuse.
Yeah. But this is such an interesting and story to delve into. It's just a bunch of layers. Such a fucking weird journey. And, like, all these characters have these... the girl from 40-Year-Old Virgin. Catherine Kinnear. What a fucking
hard... Yeah, who plays Boro.
Yeah, Boro. More of her. Or him, I should say. Because his whole backstory was fascinating.
Julia.
Yeah, it's just... It's cool. Everything you want in a fucking horror show is in one 8-episode arc. I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So...
Spoilers?
Do we rate this show?
Let's rate it.
Kruger, why don't you go?
I am a 4 out of 5. It's definitely really fucking good. Must see if you're a fan of Channel Zero.
I am currently bouncing back and forth.
Well,
I'll go 4.5. It's almost perfect. 4.5 out of 5 for me.
I was bouncing back between 4.5 and 4, but I think I landed on 4. If we would have kept the momentum after episode 4, I think I would have been higher.
Yeah, I was going back and forth between 4.5 and 5.
Mm, wow.
Yeah.
Well, more disgusting sex scenes than I would have been. Easy 4.5, 5.
We got some nudity. We don't get that all the time.
Yeah, and you guys do need to really check out our Patreon video, because I think it's pretty fucking funny. And somebody who isn't with us right now revealed some very personal stories. So there's that too.
Only starts at $1. Yes. Join our Patreon. Links down at the bottom. So please check that out. Enjoy yourself. And amongst the other plethora of bullshit we have there to entertain you and ourselves. So,
yeah.
So right. Shall we get into spoilers?
Let's hit spoilers.
Dude, Roy Hardaway getting his fucking head decapitated was the highlight of the finale for me. That shit was badass as fuck. And just like Lisa Nova's realization that she just got this guy killed because she fucking was using him. I thought that was fucking perfect. I actually really liked the fact that she went back to Brazil. I thought it made sense.
Looking for her mom or the spirit that called out to her, which is awesome. I thought you were going to bring up the eye stabbing first, because that was fucking hard too.
No, it was.
Fucking poor Code. All you were trying to do was be there for the next girlfriend, and look what happened.
Dude, I love the short film too that, you know, they were showing Lucy's like everything eye? In it. Yeah, that was just badass. And the fact, it was an ayahuasca trip gone wrong. I thought that was really fucking cool. I also like the little weird, what was it, like a jaguar demon thing that was haunting Lisa, pretending to be her mom. That was pretty cool, too.
Yeah. That casting couch scene where we see him, that's pretty fucking rad. I had it in my head. How fucking hilarious is it that the producer ended up being blind by the end of the fucking movie?
And the worm they pull out of his fucking... that was nasty as fuck. I'm like, when the fuck does it end?
Where's Keeper Sullivan to tell me it's just noodles? Like, I need it. It's just, it's only 8 episodes. And it's like each episode has something gross. And something really cool. And
when she's puking the kittens, or you know, when she births the kitten out of that orifice. Yeah, that shit's fucking disgusting.
And some really,
yeah, and some really like extreme body horror too. Like, you know, you don't see that every day. It's like I would put it up there, you know, with stuff like Titane as, you know, some of the grossest shit we've seen all year when it comes to body horror.
Yeah. I agree completely. And I do love watching movies about making movies. Yeah. So yeah, seeing all the behind the scenes stuff and like all the backstabbing that goes along with just trying to get the money to make a fucking movie. This is a pretty good, well, a little out there, but it's pretty on the money too.
she almost got Harvey'd. So.
Mm-hmm. And she would have had the movie made if she would have just caved in a little bit and we would have avoided this whole story. But I'm glad she said no. I'm sure you are too, Todd.
I am. I'm a fan.
So Rosa Salazar, our main character, knocked it out of the fucking park. Yeah. Right? And nice skeeter bites. Good shit.
I think like the scenes where she just seems like she's almost strung out on fucking heroin. I mean, like that was just perfect and brilliant. I mean, if you've ever been around people on some major shit, I mean, they really do act like that. So she knew what she was doing. And yeah, she was the highlight for me. Like, I really hope when it comes to horror, she does more stuff, because I think she could, you know, bring some really cool characters to life with her acting.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Like go ahead.
No, go.
I was going to say more 40-year-old virgin's girlfriend too.
Yeah. She was awesome.
Yeah,
she's creepy. She's like an old lady's poison ivy with
the cat. The cat toenails were grossing me the fuck out. I'm like, bitch, fucking trim them shits, motherfucker.
Oh, being a fucking having the producer, I forgot his fucking name, but that guy having to deal with his son being like a zombie type,
Lou Burke, yeah,
that's fucked up. Like, yeah, you have to process that, deal with that, knowing you killed you're the reason your son's dead is because you stole this movie for $10,000.
Yeah,
what are you doing? I thought that was fucked up.
Yeah, no, I liked what they did with the son too. Like, yeah, when he's taking him out for shrimp cocktail and he ends up ripping his fucking hand open, and little moments like that were really nasty and cool.
The callback to him not liking shrimp, but that's the only word he knew. Yeah, that's a little heartbreaking for such a shitty fucking character. So.
Dude, his wife was such a dipshit, though. Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously that's the character she was portraying, but yeah, goddamn, I was like, yeah, I couldn't live with this dumb fucking bitch.
Yeah. Any thoughts on the girl with one eye? Lucy, I guess she came in towards the later half of the season. I was like, yeah, kind of a big character to just be popping up now, but okay.
Yeah. I felt, yeah, I liked where they went with her, and you know how Boro was like, all right, fuck it, I gotta fucking possess this one-eyed bitch instead. I like that. If they do ever choose to do a, you know, second season, you could do some stuff with her character for sure.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's about really all the spoilers I have. Because like, just the cat births are fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
The stabbings are awesome. Yeah, it's under 8 hours and it's a complete story and it's fucking rad. So I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's the perfect like small like short series. I think like it, yeah, gave me everything I would want in a horror series. So. Yeah, it's really fucking good. I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it either. I've heard fucking Yellow Jackets like way too much recently.
I've seen 2 episodes and I liked what I saw, but I just haven't been able to finish it. One day, I need to catch up on so much fucking.
Yeah.
I'm so back.
No, I know. Peacemaker is going to be coming out every fucking Thursday now.
Like, that's a top priority along with Book of Boba. So those will be watched instantly.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting. Well, yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, we got anything else on brand new cherry flavor?
I don't.
No, now it's an old cherry flavor, but if they do decide to, you know, continue it, us three for sure are here for it, and
yeah,
pretty sure a bunch of people will too. So hopefully Netflix gets their shit together and like, you know what, we changed our minds. No longer a limited series. Here's a spinoff. So they're not liars.
I mean, even even if we just get more from the same director, just like, hey, what the fuck do you want to do in the horror genre? I'm down with that.
Right, too. Mike Flanagan, that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. Pugs is hoping for the brand new grape soda flavor.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do that. Well, with that, make sure you check us out on Patreon, where you can see more comments like that and harder for sure from all of us, really. Check out our store. We have shirts and shit. And yeah, just thank you for watching us. And if you'd be so kind, check out our Patreon. Please and thank you. So, gentlemen, let's go watch some fucking movies and get the hell out of here, shall we? Mr. Todd, say goodnight.
Good evening.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.